Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? Welcome to Timothy Hot Shot, the 8x4 listener. I appreciate you so much as usual. I want to jump into some music. And, you know, I'll be back. I'm going to jump into my music. I'm trying to use my switchboard. Come on, guys. Please bear with me. There we go.
One night of
Shout out to Kevon Edmonds for that track entitled One Night of Love. Shout out to Kevon Edmonds. His album comes out, I believe, in next November. His album comes out November 17th, I believe the date is. Shout out to Kevon Edmonds. You know his, you guys. Remember, he was here on the show. Everybody tuned into that show that night, and they, you know, asked some questions and everything. So if you got time, make sure you guys go back and archive that show. That was a really, really great show with the one and only Kevon Edmonds, and I was honored to have him. You know, he's the brother of the one and only Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. He's part of the Edmonds dynasty, of course, you know, Melvin Edmonds. The entire Edmonds family, shouts out to them. I'm going to go ahead and continue on with the Edmonds family. Here's something from Babyface. I only think of you on two occasions. Welcome to Soul Sundays with Timothy Hodge.
Hello.
Hello, yes, hello.
Am I on the air? Is this Timothy Hodge?
Yeah, the one and only.
Okay, well, this is the host of AD Ice Cream Radio, and I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay, what, say the name of your radio show again.
This is the host of AD Ice Cream Radio, and I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay, try to keep it professional, please.
Can we keep this professional?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, we can keep this professional,
but
I received that, you know, the message that you sent me, along with some of your supporters, friends, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, in my honest opinion, I felt like it was really uncalled for. I mean, I say what I feel, and I thought that was what it was at the time when you was interviewing the members of Pretty Ricky or whatever. And I was like, why have them on the show? Why even film a show live if you're not going to accept calls from callers? You know?
Well, let me go ahead. And I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to respond to that. Go ahead.
And another thing was, like, I felt like you talking about how you have, like, 80,000 listeners and all this and all this. Why can't
okay.
you show somebody some proof of, like, of your listenership?
Well, I'm not going to give you, well... All right, if you're done and I can respond, or you want to say something else that's on your mind?
I was a fan of your show. I actually was a fan of your show. Because, like, the people you interview are people I want to hear from. But the questions you ask is not the questions that the listeners, in my opinion, there was another girl in there who said that why can't she, you know, ask the questions that she want to ask. The question that you're asking these quote-unquote celebrities is not the questions that we want to hear. We have our own input. We want to talk to them. I mean, but if you don't want to, like, take calls from us, then why don't you just pre-record the show?
Let me know when you're done so I can respond to all your questions.
You know, like I said, I used to be a fan. That's basically it. And I'm only telling you this just to help you, not to hurt you, or not to,
okay.
like, upstage you in any type of way. That's
okay,
just my honest.
Okay, are you done?
I told him that I have a show airing Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, usually.
Okay.
But this
okay.
is an exception. That's
okay.
it.
Let me respond to your question. Number one, where do we start from? Take me a little back here. Okay, as far as with the interview goes, with you guys asking questions, it depends on the guest. So you can't always blame me. It's with the guest. If their managers state that I can't ask that, they're not allowed to take questions for whatever reason that they may be, then I cannot do that. I have to follow instructions from their people. So it's not me. Don't blame me. Blame their managers and stuff. That's the rules with them. When I do have guests on, I do allow people to ask questions. And, you know, I do allow them to call in. That's when the guests allow it. Now, we'll be back on the show pretty soon. They will be taking calls. At that particular time, they were not allowed to take calls for various reasons, and I'm going to tell you why. You guys call into my show, and you guys ask these people questions that are very inappropriate, and I'm held responsible for it. That's another reason why. Another thing, you can't speak for everybody when you say those are the questions that we want to hear, because questions that I ask from those people, those are questions that people email me on my email address and tell me to ask these guests when I have them on the next day. And as far as with my ratings goes, my ratings are nearly 80,000 and counting. The only way that I can prove to you is if you call Blog Talk themselves, or if I give you access to my account and you can just see my total listings, which I'm not going to give you access to. So those are the only two ways I can show you that. Did I answer any of your questions?
But can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
When you have people that you're interviewing on here that do not want to accept calls from your listeners, or what have you not, can you put that in the description box? No calls, please. That would make me feel a lot better, as well as other people who call and don't get, you know, their
okay.
Call.
I will do that next time. And
okay.
Again, you guys, man, I appreciate you being a fan. I hope you continue to listen on, because I love people's support. I don't want nobody to listen to the show, but I cannot force anybody to do something they don't want to do. But this is what you need to tell people who also listen to the show, that, you know, don't ask inappropriate questions to these people, because that affects me, and they help me respond since this is my show. I mean, I don't care what you got on my. Some people don't mind, but you can't ask. You can't. Certain questions don't need to be asked.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? But other than that, I love when you guys call, and I love when you guys do that. You know what I mean? Some people say, can I call with you sometime? You know, I have my particular one person that calls with me, and she does a very good job. That's why, you know. So, I mean, you know, your suggestions are what I need, you know, what I want to hear. So I appreciate you that. But another thing is this. I can't, my supporters, they're going to do that. I mean, so, you know, they probably felt offended by what you said to me, you know, and they came after you, you know what I mean? So there's nothing I can do about that particular part. You know, you have your supporters, I have mine.
Okay, that was basically it. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Shouts out to everybody who tunes in each time it's time for the show. Once again, let me shout out to the new boys, of course. There was a situation going on where they called into I had them on a show, which, speculatively, but I'm looking forward to having them back on, so I can have them back on so we can straighten out the situation, because it's become a media blitz, and it's become all over the internet regarding their interview with me, and I want to get them back on so we can straighten this out. So shout out to the new boys. Their album, Skinny Mike, Skinny Jeans and a Mic, is available on iTunes, available in your local record store. Make sure you guys support the new boys. Buy their new album and their new single, Your Trigger, is also available, you know, here on iTunes. Or if you're still on the website, and please go back and archive the interview so you can listen and see what actually happened when I interviewed the new boys. And I want you to send me your feedback to my email address, and, you know, blogtalkradiostation@gmail.com or thetimothyhodgeshow@gmail.com, and let me know what you think about the interview, what happened, or whatever the case may be. And so shouts out to you all. Shout out to Mass Media for calling, for, you know, being in the chat room. Mass Media, if you can call into the show for me. I want to ask you some questions, and at Ice Cream, if you can call into the show as well, I have some suggestions that I want to ask you about. So you can please feel free to call into my show. There's some questions I wanted to ask you. So shout out to you for tuning into the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and jump into some music. I'm looking forward to you guys calling into the show. Those who are in my chat room, please call into the show. There are some questions I need to ask you or some suggestions that I need. So please feel free to call into the show. Let me go ahead and jump into some music, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
way, talk to strangers, but I feel like I already know you. And if you need somebody, I wanna manage you. I can tell that you've been through some changes in your past relationships, but come on and walk through that door, 'cause I'm what you've been waiting for. Let it go. We can talk. I wanna be the guy to be in your life.
Timothy?
Yep, this is Timothy.
Madison Media.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I wanted to call into the show. There's a particular situation here. I have the New Boys on the show. I don't know if you're familiar. They're the new rap duo, the team, the Skinny Jeans, or whatever the case may be. And prior to them being on my show, it became a media outburst, and it's all over the net about them in my interview, because I asked them a question. I had the chat room open, and one of the fans asked me to ask the group how old they were, their ages, and one of the members quote responded, that was a dumb question to ask, and after that, it just hit the fan, and it became, so I want you to go back and listen to that show if you can, and I want you to hit me, either send me a message here on Blog Talk or my personal, or, you know, on the show's email, and let me know what you thought about that. Is that cool? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. What's the name of the show again?
It's called The New Boys. They're a new rap group. They have the song called You're a Jerk. You're a Jerk, and they have the dance.
Oh, okay.
Right, go back. It's actually, I just did the show, I think, Friday, I believe it was. So, you know, it's up there. So, you know, if you could, just go back and let me know, you know, what you heard specifically, because, you know, I got a lot of emails regarding that, and it's become a media blitz, so. But I'm going to get them back on the show so we can just straighten out this situation, you know, because it became overboard. And I mean, from what I hear, it sounded like it, but they claimed that they were talking to someone in the gas station where they were when they were doing the interview. And they were talking to someone who asked them, you know, crazy question. But, you know, they said it wasn't directed towards me. So, you know, I want you to go back. I'm asking everybody to just go back and listen. Let me know what you actually heard from your own ears as well. So, you know, I don't think that I'm crazy.
Oh, okay. That's no problem.
Right.
I'll go back and check it out.
Thank you so much. How you been? How's everything? I think it's been a long time since I talk to you. How you been?
Oh, I've been doing good.
How's the show going?
The show is going great. Can't complain. Mm-hmm. Can't complain at all.
Mm-hmm. So when is your next show?
I actually did a show today at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, so I can go around to the other shows and check them out. I usually come on real late at night, but I decided to do it at 7 o'clock today. So we had Mo Blue. Mo Blue was on. So it was a pretty good show.
Please feed me up. Who's that? Who's Mo Blue?
Mo Blue, she's a independent new artist. She's out a lot around Blog Talk Radio. I basically deal with independent artists. I don't have the power like you guys and Mother knows to get the big names. So, you know, I could deal with the independents.
Right. Well, that's what me and Mother knows are here for, to get, you know, the big names up here, you know. So, to have it for you guys. But nevertheless, man, you know, I appreciate you so much. You know, I listen to your show, you know, and I return the love back. So, you know, but please do me that favor, you know, and tune into that show and let me know what you thought.
Oh, no problem. I'll check it out later on tonight.
All right. I appreciate you so much for taking time out to call in, man.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, talk to you later.
Shout out to everybody for listening. Make sure you guys will check out that show. I'm gonna jump into 50 Cent featuring Mobb Deep.
You know I do my thing. I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay. Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they like, oh no. 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background burning that backwoods style and stuff. I'm doing my two-step rocking. Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just lose it, run and discuss the vibes. This is punk rock music, not blend in with me. As I proceed to break it down, it's always off the chain, man. When I'm around, I play the block pumping. It was all for the dough, I get the club jumping. Cause I'm sick with the flow, you know it's so loud. Like wherever I go, I jam back the show, man, that's the show. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it popping in the club, everybody show me love, let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip that, turn the music up a little bit. Now smoking, now shouting, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip that, turn the music up a little bit. Now smoking, now let's get in the room.
You know the sex, me the turkey, but hurry up, cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, peace on my top system. A plus, through the days with a kick, it go both ways. Let me see that ID, boom, boom, put a drink to the burn. Let's go. Hit the dance floor like a scene from softball. For it pop, they decided to split. Try to get me on some pop, hit the tricks of friends. But it ain't a given, he fucking with 50, it makes sense. Thanks to them dollars, the hoes wanna holler. But you looking at the nigga that them came from the squalor. Now my money's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air back in the problem. In the club, see the liquor, otherwise you starving. So much green, getting twisted like potato from garden. Let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip that, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shouting, let's get in the room.
Yeah, hello. Yep. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what up, brother? It's K Trill.
Yeah, I tried to call you back that day and I didn't get no answer.
Huh?
I tried to call you back, but I didn't get no answer.
What you said, bro? Speak up.
I tried to call you back that day and get an answer.
When you try to call me back, bro?
That day.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
shit, bro. I was home all yesterday, bro. I was chilling yesterday. What the fuck you been up to, though?
Yo, this is a live radio show. I don't have that profanity on the air, brother.
Oh, my fault.
Let me write down your notes again. Because I was going to set the show up yesterday, so, but, you know, you had a freestyle battle, but I couldn't get you. I think someone else answered the phone at the time.
What you said, bro?
Hi, I'm gonna hit you up right after the show, man. In about like another probably 15 minutes.
You got my number though, right?
Yeah. You gonna answer the phone?
Yeah, bro. I'm always answering the phone, bro.
All right.
Make sure you call me, bro.
All right.
All right.
Wow, shout out to K Trill. Shout out to him. But wow.
As long as you are there.
let me shout out everybody, if you can hear me in the chat room. I have technical difficulties in the show, but if everybody in the chat room, shout out to you, shouts out to you for listening and tuning in on the show today. I appreciate you so much. A fan requested that I play this song, so here's Brian Midnight with Backup One. I really appreciate you so much for listening and tuning in. If you want to hear something, hit me up in the chat room or call in. I appreciate you so much.
That we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never. The basis you need to know, if you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will.
Before me, but see, I never believed.
God, send me an angel.
girl, Casey.
Oh, hey.
I've been thinking about this guy, I really feel a lot, and yeah. Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
You know, love. If he loves you,
he needs to show you that he loves you.
I just feel like...
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be there for anything you need. Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing, 'cause
I know you. In your life, got you feeling like this can't be right. I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
I know you've seen my
life. I've seen a lot of things in your life, got you feeling like this can't be right. I won't hurt you, I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
Let me show you love can be easy.
You just let it be.
Let it be.
Nothing is promised, but I believe it. You give me everything.
Trust.
And I give you everything that I got. And I won't stop till you get it right. All the trust and all the love. And all we got is a feeling. And all I see is your life.
Your life. Feeling like this can't be right.
Forever. love, I'm loyal. Do whatever to spoil you. The way you fit me, jeans, seven she call you. That ass had me making heavy withdrawals. I'm smooth when I approach and I sand them stones. Make you moving with the coach and leave them players alone. We could talk about it, get a bottle full of cork out it. One combo and then you in the condo.
I've been watching you for so very long. I'm trying to get my nerve built up to be so strong. I really want to meet you, but I'm kind of scared. 'Cause you're the kind of lady with so much class. I get my thoughts together for the very next day. But when I see you lately, I forget what to say. Come on, come on, come on.
Come and talk to me,
my baby.
I really wanna meet you.
I wanna meet you.
Can I talk to you?
Cause you know.
I really wanna
smile on each day. I wanna know just what it is to make you feel this way. I'm wishing I could grab you, tell you what it means to me. You walking by and way, then it really makes my day. Before I go to sleep and dream about you, I'm a single man and I hope that you are
single.
Turn me on, come on, come on, come on.
Come and talk to me,
my baby.
I really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you? I really wanna know you.
Yes, you know, and
come
you know.
And talk to me.
Oh, 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 oh.
I really wanna meet you.
I just wanna
can
meet
I
you.
Talk to you?
They ain't seen a diamond dance like this since Lisa Ray in the Players Club. They might say it's dub, but you see the way it rubs. I would say they must have missed a couple inches, boo. I see them heels, you want a couple inches too. Come with me, I'll show you what a couple inches do. But first, I was hoping on we could sit and talk, you know, get our Oprah on. Or we could down a martini, it's faster than Lamborghinis. On places where they only wear trunks and bikinis. I don't talk game like a sports commentator. That gets you sex now when a court problem later. I'd rather be real, 'cause even while having these meals, I'm down to earth like gravity still. But you look so sexy, you really turn me on and on and on. Hey, on and on and on. Hey, on and on and on. Yeah.
Oh, I wanna know.
Dessert or dessert.
I never thought I'd be
look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought
to NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams, and I was a
alive. It was gonna be you and I, babe. Brought you into my life, and you come into my world. I wanna be your boy. I want you to be my girl, the one that I love. I put above everything.
Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause it up, but I ain't tricking. If you got it, tricking, tricking. If you got it, tricking, tricking. If you got it, what you asking? Tricking. If you got it, tricking, tricking. If you got it, tricking, tricking. If you got it, what you asking? I'm on pilot, a walking piece of profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you're smiling. You drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't beside it. Just feel it though, I got it, cause it really ain't the object. Just open out your body while you body, body popping like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
You know that I got that cash. You don't even have to. Anything you want to, so I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I ain't tricking.
If you got it,
tricking,
tricking. If you got it, tricking, tricking. If you got it, what you asking? Tricking. If you got it, tricking, tricking. If you got it, tricking, tricking. If you got it, what you asking?
Debonair. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no help, I think that happens that they pair. Like them on in the morning.